You're listening to the StudClicks podcast, your number one source for junior and leaving cert tips. We make exams easier.
Hello, Nessa. Welcome back to our podcast.
Thank you for welcoming back to our podcast.
That you also host with me, and also welcome back to our loyal, lovely and new listeners, if there are any new ones there.
I hope there's some new ones. That'd be exciting.
If you are new, quick recap of what we do. We're the StudClicks podcast. We work for StudClicks. We're also sisters. We give advice on study, exams, school, etc., etc. We're here to help. We're here to calm you down. We're here to, just provide general advice and wisdom on all things junior, leaving cert, school, etc. So, without further ado, let's crack into this week, which is Nessa, drumroll.
Q&A from Instagram. So basically, I put up a thing on Instagram during the week saying, do you have any questions in general about studying, about school, about exams? Pop your question in here in the question box and me and Emma will do our best to answer them on the podcast. So if you are one of those people who put a question into the question box, then you should keep listening because we're hopefully going to answer your question and give you some clarity and some good advice, we hope.
Yes, and also if you didn't put in a question, make sure to keep listening. There is questions from all different year groups and some stuff that I'm sure a lot of people would have questions on but haven't thought to ask them. So there's relevant stuff in there for everyone.
Yeah, no, there people ask some really good questions and it covers a lot of bases. So whether or not you ask a question is definitely worth staying tuned. Okay, let's get straight to it. I'll pick out the first question. So it's how to know what subjects to pick. I don't know what stage in school the person who asked this question is at. I know it can be really stressful if you're in third or fourth year and you have to pick them for the leaving cert because you're kind of wanting to think about colleges and stuff and you get stressed because I'm only like, you could be maybe 15, 16, 17 and you're just, it's a lot to have to deal with because you're essentially picking like the subjects that you might want to pursue beyond school, and like that's a huge choice to make at a young age. So
it's also definitely important to keep that in mind when you're choosing them, because I didn't like I chose woodwork the whole time and like metalwork.
Why did
and
you do that?
They were really fun because I chose them because they were fun and I enjoyed them, and obviously that's important too, but like try to have a bit of foresight as well, because obviously I don't use woodwork anymore and I don't really plan on doing it other than hobby, or other than as a hobby. So obviously I think it's important because you're not going to pursue every single subject either, you know. So like if some subject is fun for you and it doesn't matter to you that you're not going to use it in the future, then fine. But for example, I didn't choose geography or history, and like literally every day I'm like, why didn't I do geography or history? Like, that would have been really helpful for me now for like life in general. But no, I have skills in woodworking instead, which again, it's fine. Like I don't regret it or anything. Well, I regret it a little, but you know what I mean? Like, just I think people should, if possible, keep that in mind to try and have a balance, to try and, I know it's super early and I know it's like awful that you have to decide so young what you want to do in your future, but start to think down that line anyway and make sure that your choices are wise.
Yeah, I know what, like, when people say, oh, picking your subjects, people would think the older years, like going into fifth and sixth year. But I still regret picking the subjects that I did for junior cert. I know our school would have been different to other schools in the, you know, we had like, when I tell people that we had a choice between history and geography, that we didn't have to do it, people are like, what? That was compulsory in my school for the junior cert. And I kind of nearly wish it was compulsory, because now I'm looking back at like 14, 15 year old me going like, why did you do technical graphics? Like, were you ever going to use that? Like, so I just going to kind of rattle off some general tips with picking your subjects. One would be take your time, think about it. The other would be try to be independent. Like, this is one that people, and I admit I definitely fell for, and I think it's why I did pick TGraph, was don't do something just because your friend's doing it. I think all of my friends were doing one subject and that's why I did it too. Please try and be independent in your choice. Another thing is don't let a bad teacher put you off. That was another thing that really affected how some of my friends went with the subjects that they chose. Definitely consider what you might want to do after school. We said that already. Consider what you actually like. Do you know, if you like history and you're interested in history, then, you know, do it. If you're not interested in woodwork, maybe don't do that. A good idea also is to talk to people who have already done it. So if you know, if you're friendly with people who are like in older years who've already done that subject, ask them what it's like. And if you don't, you can also use the Cyclics discussion forums. That's also like, you could just ask anyone there, hey, if anyone's in, you know, third year, or if anyone's in fifth or sixth year and you're doing, say, physics, what's it like? Would you recommend it? Also, choose for yourself. I know a lot of people feel pressured by parents, but don't do a subject. Don't ever be forced into a subject, especially if you don't think that you are going to like it, or if you don't think you're going to do well in it. Like, just choose for yourself. Like I said, be independent. Yeah, that's it.
Okay, so my turn to read a question. Should I start studying for the JC already when we don't even know if it's going to be on? Question mark. That's a good question.
That's a good question.
And my answer is yes, because it's not really about the studying, I think. You should reframe it as learning and just practicing your subjects and learning as much as you can, because I guess that question is also relevant for fifth years and sixth years who are like, should I do this with the Leaving Cert? Because we still don't know. I think one, first of all, it's pretty likely, unless things go really south again, that the exams will go ahead. But let's say they don't, or let's say we don't know. You should still be trying to learn your things. You should still be trying to move forward with the curriculum, move forward with the syllabus, keep learning as much as you can and keep practicing questions, because even if the big exams at the end of the day don't happen, you're still going to have, there's still going to be something in place to give you a mark, like there was this year with the calculated grades. So everything you do, all the work you do up until that point, whether it happens or not, is still going to be counted. So you're not going to regret working on anything now, learning, studying. So maybe like you don't have to see it, you're the goal as sitting the exams, but see the goal as having completed the course and knowing as much about the course and the subject as you can, being able to answer most of the questions on exam papers. Use study clicks, set little goals like that to complete the topics on study clicks maybe, or go through all their questions, videos and notes, all of that kind of stuff. I think the main thing there is you need to redefine what the end goal is for you, and maybe just don't focus on the fact like, oh, I don't know if it's going to happen or not, or if the exams will go ahead. There's still going to be some sort of evaluation process, and for that you need to do well in that, whatever it is. You're still going to need to know the course, you're going to need to have learned everything. So just keep working, set yourself small goals, keep building on what you know, and yeah, with both school and the study you're doing at home, just keep working on that and don't think about whether something will or won't happen at the end of the day. Just keep learning for yourself and keep learning, because yeah, at the end of the day, there's going to be some sort of evaluation process that you'll need to know the course for.
Yeah, and focusing on just learning and knowing a topic is really good for consistency as well, rather than a, like an exam at the end of the year where you feel like you might leave it all towards the end of the year. And
I don't agree with, well, it's not that I don't agree, but I think the mindset with that, behind that question of I should only study because there's an exam at the end of the year, is probably not the best way to consider school. Because I know some subjects are silly and you don't want to learn them and whatever, but at the end of the day, you're getting an education and a good portion of it you will use throughout your life. So yeah, don't just learn for exams, or don't just study for exams. Also do it for yourself and to learn various things. Like, there's definitely stuff, even though I'm finished with school, there's still a lot of stuff that I learned in school that I use in daily conversations or whatever. So like, it's always good to enhance your knowledge and your education. So just focus on that, if for nothing else, for yourself. So yeah, maybe just, I think it's all about a rechanging of your mindset there and the way that you view school and exams.
Perfect. Let's move on. Another question. I got this a number of times, actually. Struggling with motivation. Any tips? We cover motivation a lot, basically, on the story clips. I've done it. I've done some stories on Instagram. There's a blog. We also have another podcast. So I definitely recommend listening to that. I just say really quickly, with motivation, the hardest thing is just starting. So literally, just start. Just do literally anything. If you have anything to do today, just write a to-do list down of maybe three things and just do the first thing. Just once you start, once you set that in motion, you'll find it so much easier to keep going. But yeah, start small as well. Like, don't, if you're going to do, if you're thinking of everything that needs to be done, you're never going to start because it's just going to overwhelm you. So think small and just start.
Yeah, I saw a really good piece of advice on the internet yesterday, and it wasn't in relation to study, but it was just it was actually in relation to motivating yourself to work out and do exercise.
Oh, yeah.
And what the girl said was that every single day she promises herself to do a minute workout every single day. And what she does is she puts on her gym gear, whatever, and now in COVID, I think it's just work, home workouts or whatever that she's doing. But she was saying, and every single day she promises herself, like that's her goal, to do 1 minute, like minimum 1 minute every single day. So she'll put on her gym gear, and some days she really doesn't feel like it. She'll do the 1 minute of like jumping up and down and doing jumping jacks, and then she'll stop. But a lot of the time she'll keep going, and she'll do a full hour, or she'll do a half an hour, whatever. And like, I think the point behind it was, if you prepare yourself, because that's it, the hardest part is just kind of getting your gym clothes on and forcing yourself to do it. The actual doing part of it is not the hard part.
Yeah.
And I think you can translate that idea of doing the workout to your study as well. So like, the hardest part is going down to your quiet room, or going to the corner of your room where you study, and getting all your books in place and opening the book and actually writing the first few sentences. If you promise yourself to just do that much every single day, I reckon a lot of the time you'll probably end up just getting into the flow and doing a lot more. But if you just make that goal for yourself, at least every single day, I'm going to do 1 minute.
Mm.
You know, like it's not 100% translatable, I think, into the
no,
study thing. But
sense.
I thought it was really
yeah.
interesting how she was like, it just made sense to me. And I was like, that's a really interesting way of getting yourself motivated.
Yeah. And like, try it out. See if it works for you. Like everyone has their own little things, ways of motivating themselves. So that's definitely, that might work for someone. So. Good tip, Emer.
Well, it wasn't me. I plagiarized it. But okay, so another question we have is tips for studying and making notes on LC-MATS. So LC-MATS is so hard. Like if you're good at maths, you are so lucky. Unfortunately, a lot of people struggle with that. Everyone knows that. And the thing is with maths, at least for me, I think it's a bit different for everyone, but I really think the best thing you can do is just keep practicing past questions. As many as you can, do every single one on StudyClix if you can, get premium, do the mock questions as well. So yeah, I just think notes isn't, for me at least, maths was just never really a note subject other than the theorems. You know, you can write out your theorems and try and remember that, highlight important words and things like that. But I think, you know, important formulas, you're going to find those in the logbooks. And my advice, like again, I think everyone is different, so maybe head to our discussion forum and try and get advice from other people on this. But for me at least, and maybe Nessa, you can also weigh in on this, but I think the best thing for studying Leaving Cert Maths is not take that many notes, just keep practicing questions over and over again until you get familiar with the styles of the question, because they do tend to be pretty similar at the end of the day, like these ones where it's, they tell a story and you have to get an equation out of it and all that. It is just about practicing. Practice, and look at StudyClix's maths video tutorials. Those are really, really helpful. So, you know, this attention that I was talking about earlier, the one-on-one, you're basically getting that with the videos that we have. So we have maths experts going through almost every single junior and Leaving Cert maths questions that we have on the site at the moment. And it's just like a 5 to 10 minute long video explaining how they got the answer. So if any of the questions confuse you or you're not sure how they got the answer, that video will explain it to you. So yeah, that's my number one piece of advice. Check out those videos and just keep practicing questions over and over, and you will get there eventually.
Yeah, maths is like one of the one subjects I didn't really have notes for. Like I tried to, because it was my weakest subject, like I tried to do everything, but I actually probably should have spent less time making notes and more times practicing being able to do the question, because there's not really a lot of theory in maths. It's all about your ability, which sucks. Because I was good at memorizing stuff, not actually doing stuff, was my downfall.
Yeah.
But yeah, the maths videos is the way to go. Next question. Best way to learn an essay. I hate this because ideally you shouldn't have to learn off an essay. But like, I know I've been through the system, learning off an essay sometimes is the only way to go. And it's sometimes the only way the teachers teach it. But I think if you're, I don't know what subject this is for, but if you can, try and avoid learning off long essays, because you'll just, it's just a lot. Instead, like, try to like understand the topic, because if you truly understand something, then you won't have a problem writing a lot about it in an exam. So say it's something like history or religion, maybe like try to remember a few key points about certain topics, and then you can expand on those in the exam. Those should come naturally to you if you know them. If it's something like Irish or like a foreign language, then maybe try focusing on certain key phrases and practice your grammar a lot, because...
Yeah, like, especially with, I think, the ones that people learn off most are language ones, especially Irish and French and those. And definitely key phrases and vocabulary. What I would do is have a vocab book if you can, and maybe have one or two pages for every single topic that usually comes up. So they kind of repeat the same stuff, you know, drugs, smoking, environment, you know, like it's the same ones, or like climate change, yeah, politics. It's the same stuff that comes up over and over again. So just have 20 to 30 words that you know on each topic. And then once you know those and you are pretty familiar with grammar and how it works and how to construct your sentences, then you do not need to learn anything off. Because I understand why people do it, and like it seems like an easy way out, but I think at the end of the day, the time that you spend on trying to memorize things,
yeah,
plus, you know, the marks that you'll lose out on for not getting the question 100% right, because you're not 100% answering the question that they asked, because you've just learned something off and you're not, you know, adapting to what they've asked. It's not worth it at the end of the day. Like it will be much more rewarding and get you better results if you just put the time instead of learning something off, put the time instead into learning key phrases, keywords, and improving your grammar so that you know how to construct sentence properly, and just stick in those keywords and those key phrases.
Yeah, it's where your time is, or your energy is much better focused on doing that rather than memorizing if you can. If you were trying to memorize something, because I mean, that is kind of really the way the whole education system works. It favors people who are really good at memorizing things. I think, you know, reading something a lot and then trying to write it down without looking at it, that's probably one way that people try to memorize things. That kind of works with quotes in English and stuff. Or if you don't like writing, go with recording yourself, saying it out loud. If you're good with like those kind of rhymes or making songs out of things or making acronyms, those are just a few ways of memorizing things. But that would be quite difficult with an essay. So I'd go back to our original tips of just trying to understand key topics, key phrases, and vocab, grammar, and make sure it all fits around each other and it all makes sense. Because at the end of the day, you're probably going to get more marks learning it that way.
Mm-hmm. So another question is on how to study with dyslexia. I'm not going to chat about this one too much because I am not 100% familiar with it myself, but we do have some really helpful advice on the site, on our blog. If you just go into the search bar and search dyslexia, you will find two really good blogs that we have written by a dyslexia expert who gives tips on how to study with dyslexia, how to learn if you have dyslexia. So just make sure to check that out, and that'll give you all the professional advice that you need that I can't give personally, unfortunately.
Yeah, no, they're really good. They're very detailed. I'm sure you'll find definitely something useful from them. Okay, next question. Should I study in TY? This is completely up to you. I'm sure you're probably aware that most people don't. People relax for TY. The reason why some people would study in TY, I say, is because they're worried about that transition starting back in fifth year after having a year out, which is something that people think about a lot, and it's actually a big reason why some people don't actually even do TY. But me and Emer have talked about this before on the podcast, which is that transition back into fifth year, while it might be difficult at the beginning, is grand, really, in the long scheme, and you shouldn't have to worry about that. So if that is the reason why you're worried about, or if you're thinking about studying in TY, then just take a handy. You don't need to be putting that pressure on yourself. Like it will come back naturally to you in fifth year. Don't worry about that. If you want to study in TY, if you're thinking about it because you just think it might be better in the long term, or you need really really high points and you feel like you should start early, well then, you know, go for it. Although I will say it's going to be tough. It's going to be tough to study in TY because the end goal is farther away. Like it's easy to study, or like it's not easy, but it's like it's easier to study in fifth and sixth year because you're actually doing the Leaving Cert cycle then, whereas when you're in TY you haven't started yet, so the motivation needs to be high, because your teachers aren't going to be putting any pressure on you. There's not going to be any exams. Yeah, that a lot of it's on you, but fair play if you can study in TY, because that will definitely stand to you in later years, especially when you're closer to doing the Leaving Cert. While I wouldn't say you necessarily need to study in TY, one thing I actually recommend everyone should do is keep up your languages, because they are something that do, like, as soon as you stop practicing them, you lose them. Everyone will tell you this. That isn't to say now start taking out the French papers or the Spanish papers or whatever language you're studying and start doing comprehensions or learning your vocab. Fortunately, there's so much stuff that you can do about languages that it's kind of makes it fun, and stuff that you can do quite passively, like listening to a French podcast. Me and Emer have talked about this before. There's all sorts of like beginner level podcasts where they like speak in maybe English and whatever language you're studying. There's like Coffee Break, French, Spanish, German. There's a Duolingo podcast. Do Duolingo every day, like 5 minutes of Duolingo every day. Appease the bird.
But that is the beauty of languages, that you can learn them by yourself, even if you have a bad teacher. And I know a lot of people complain about bad language teachers, and of course it helps to have a good teacher, especially if they can incite passion for the language and the subject. But you can do an awful lot with languages without any teacher's help, like you were saying, like there's Duolingo, which is limited, you know, you can't do everything with Duolingo, but there's, like, especially for the subjects that you can do for Junior Leaving Cert, because they're the modern languages that so many people learn. And like, there's a new blog or a new website literally every day that is offering help on like grammar exercises or new pieces of vocab. There's just a ton of ways, like keep your notebook, like I was mentioning earlier, for Irish, make sure to keep a vocab notebook. Learn yourself, just like learn a new word every day if you can, and remember it and come back and check it in a week's time. Check out our flashcards. There's just a lot that you can do by yourself with languages, and it's well worth keeping that up in TY. And just it is nice that you don't have to like specifically look at exam papers, because you can get on really well in the exam papers by just knowing the language.
Yeah.
And you can get to know the language by just reading things, listening to podcasts, and taking down vocab, learning a bit of grammar every day on websites and stuff. Make it fun, because that's also the nice thing about languages. If you're into it, you can actually make it fun. So just try and get into it if you can.
Yeah, absolutely. I know I hate hearing this, but it is so much easier to learn languages now than it would have been like 10, 15 years ago, when they didn't have fun stuff like apps. Mm-hmm. And like another thing I say is, like, if you might find any YouTubers or influencers who speak the language of what you do, like that wouldn't have been around 10, 15 years ago, where you could just watch their story and they might be speaking in French kind of a thing. And even though you might understand a word they're saying, you're still immersing yourself in the language. And you know, they might have, like, you might be following them for fashion or some other reason. But yeah, like we say with all our language things, even if you're kind of, you're not really paying attention, your mind is still being, or you're still immersing yourself in the language, and you're kind of, what's that word, subconsciously taking it in, and it's all, every little helps. Yeah, so there's so much you can be doing to do with languages, and that is one thing I definitely recommend trying to keep on top of, even in your downtime. It doesn't have to be too hard.
Okay, so my next question. Finding it hard to learn things and remember, my mind just goes blank. Do you have any study tips that can help me remember stuff quicker? Yeah, that's a tough one, and that's something that a lot of people suffer with, I think. I don't think there's anyone who's ever said, oh yeah, I can just remember, other than that guy from Suits who just remembers everything he ever sees. But you know, the vast majority of people have had difficulty at some point remembering things, and sometimes your mind just goes blank with a certain word or a certain subject if it's not your thing. So this can affect everyone, really. I think what might be the issue here is that it's just learning something with the goal of knowing it in that moment, or knowing it and then being able to spit it out without actually understanding it. Because you can remember things to your heart's content, but if you actually learn something and understand it, then it's going to be a lot easier for you. So it kind of sounds to me like you might be wasting a bit of your time just reading over things and hoping they stick, without actually fully giving your brain the time to actually say, okay, why is this thing? Or I'm not quite sure why this certain thing in geography leads to whatever rock formation. I don't know what exactly subject this person is talking about, but I think a big thing here is probably an understanding of the subject and understanding everything you're doing and being able to apply that then to the exam questions. Because, you know, the idea of your mind going blank, I'm going to assume in this situation, it is because you're just not able to recall the information that you've only learned but not actually understood. So I think you need to, A, make sure that you're understanding everything that you're learning. If you don't understand, like, I also understand that there's some stuff that just is really hard to understand. Like, there was a lot of stuff in biology that I just learned off by heart because I had no idea what was
that
happening in the nitrogen cycle.
System, and what was that?
The kidneys! Oh my god, I just could not get the kidneys. So there is just some stuff that is really hard to properly understand, and there is a lot of stuff that you will just have to learn off. But I think wherever you can, do try to like just really grasp and comprehend what's going on, as opposed to just learning it off by heart. It's just going to make it a lot easier. And even at that, you're not going to remember everything as soon as you understand it. That's not how it works either, unfortunately. So it's like a mix of understanding it and really understanding it. If you don't understand it, go look at the videos and notes on StudyClicks. Try and get someone else in a video to explain it. Try and get one of your friends who maybe understands this to explain it. Ask your teacher for more help on it. Do everything you can first to make sure that you fully understand it before trying to learn it. And then once you feel like you understand it, it's not just the learning it once and then never coming back to it. You have to keep going back to it every now and then. This idea of active recall, which we talked about in another podcast, you're going to have to repeat your study of that certain thing again and again, so that your brain not only understands it, but is being constantly reminded, oh, this is like a valid piece of information and relevant to me right now. So I'm going to keep that in the fore part of my brain. So to recap, I think you need to properly understand, keep coming back to it. Don't just learn something once and then never come back to it. You have to keep studying it over and over again and make sure that your brain remembers what's going on and that you're teaching it, that it's relevant and needs to stay at the forefront of your brain. And also keep applying it to something. So the knowledge that you're learning, don't just learn it and have it in your folder and look at it and then next onto the next page. You know, try it, practice the question, go on to StudyClicks, go onto the questions by topic page and practice a question in whatever you've just learned, so that you're actually effectively teaching your brain that this is really valid, this is relevant, I need to learn this and I need to remember this, and you're also understanding it and you've got this feeling of satisfaction at the end because you've worked through a question and you know that you understand it and you know that you're getting it right. So I think, yeah, it's all about like actively building these things together to make sure that it's a full comprehensive learning, understanding experience and not just reading a piece of paper and trying to make sure that your brain knows what was on that piece of paper. It's about understanding what was on the piece of paper and applying it to the exam.
Very good. That was a nice brief recap as always. I have a good question here. How to manage when you get extra homework with study and sleep? Straight away, I would say you should absolutely never sacrifice sleep for anything. If you're getting so much homework to the point that you're losing out on sleep, then you're getting too much homework, like more than you're able to manage. So I would say definitely go to your teachers if you're comfortable doing that. Remembering back myself, I probably would not have had the confrontation skills to do that. So if you're kind of nervous about confronting a teacher, just not really confronting, just kind of going up and saying, hey, look, this is unmanageable, and try and see. I'm not sure, some schools have class reps. Bring it to a class rep, see if they can say it to some teachers, or just get a group together. And because I'm sure a lot of, if you're getting so much homework to the point that you don't really have time for anything else, then a lot of students in the class are probably feeling the same way. So I would say that's a problem and you need to get together as a class and you need to say something to your teachers. Because literally sleeping and eating are fundamental human rights and they come before schooling and exams. They come before everything. So
That happened with us before, that like we were getting too much English homework.
So really?
And it is effective because we all came together and sort of said it and we got the results in the end. We did get less homework because the teacher was sound about it.
Oh, gosh.
Realized that, like, we were also getting all this homework in other subjects. So yeah. It's definitely worthwhile mentioning it and not, like, if it's a class-wide sentiment that you're getting too much stuff, then definitely unionize.
Realistically, the way your evening should go once you come back from school is that you have enough, like, this is realistically, if you have a plan, which you recommend, I might go into more detail about that because we've got another question on it. But if you have a plan, so you have a time slot for eating, time slot for homework, time slot for studying, and time for relaxing, and then bed. If you don't have time for, like, all of those things, then on a daily basis, then the problem is with how much homework you're getting. Like, if you're doing homework, say, beyond like 9 o'clock, that's a problem. So say you come home from school and you're after having something to eat and then you do homework and you're still doing homework at like 9-10 o'clock, that's absolutely a problem. You need to say that to a teacher, because we got another question about that. Someone saying that they got 5 hours homework every night. That's not okay. That really isn't, like, because if you're in school for 6 hours already and plus 5 hours, that's 11 hours all doing schoolwork. Like, that's more than an adult works 9 to 5. Like, that's, oh, and you still haven't studied. Like, any teacher should be able to see that if you're doing 5 hours homework every day, that's absolutely a problem. So once you
Make sure that you yourself are not spending too much more time than you need to on your homework. You know, if in theory you could finish the homework in 2 hours, but you yourself are making it a 5-hour job because you need it to be perfect or whatever, then you need to kind of compromise with yourself. Okay, this piece of homework isn't going to be the best thing that I've ever created, but I also need to give myself time to relax in the evening, so it's going to be an average piece of homework. Because at the end of the day, it's just it's a piece of homework. And not everyone has their good days on homework.
No, absolutely.
You could survive.
Another thing I would say in terms of people, like, a lot of people, I got the question as well, like, oh, we get so much homework and we're not able to study or don't have time to study on top of homework. A good thing to remember is homework is pretty much studying, because, like, teachers, they set homework because they want you to be prepared for exams. They want you to understand the thing that they just taught in class, which is going to come up in the exam. And that's like the same outcome as studying. You're preparing yourself for an exam. So if you don't have time to study like the odd evening because of homework, obviously definitely prioritize the homework. But remember that the homework is also has the same effect as studying. So don't punish yourself or don't like freak out sometimes if you don't have time to study in the evenings because you have a lot of homework.
Yeah.
Any tips for time management? Everything is so hard to organize these days. I feel so stressed.
Well, it is ironic that we answered the question about time management when we're much further into the podcast than we expected to be recording.
We've already gone way over time. Whose fault is this?
So we're not I'm so sorry, listeners, I ramble way too much, but there's some sense to my ramblings sometimes, hopefully. What was the question? Time management
always comes back to having a plan, and me and Emer harp on about this at least once a podcast.
Once a day to each other. Yes. I wake up and I go, Nessa, did you make a plan today?
Like, I still use the StudyClicks plan as someone who's no longer in school. It always comes back to having a plan. If you have a schedule, if you know what you're going to, if you make a list of everything you want to do every day and allocate a time that you want to start it, the amount of time that you want to spend doing it, and then obviously you have to allocate time for relaxing as well, so you have like a nice well-rounded lifestyle. If you're only doing studying and homework, you're eventually going to go bananas. And so, like, and again, like we said earlier, if you're getting too much homework, talk to your teacher. But if you just have to kind of be sensible about it. That being said, if you're in sixth year though and you're saying, oh, I don't have time to do these things, but you're still spending as much time like maybe on your phone or watching TV as you would have done in, like, you know, fourth year or fifth year, you're gonna, if you want those high results, you're gonna have to kind of make sacrifices. I hate to say it, I remember feeling this way in sixth year, like knowing that I just couldn't watch as much TV. I used to listen to Emer play like Friends in the evening while I was doing Leaving Cert, and I was like, I want to be watching Friends right now. But that's like, that's the sacrifice you have to make. And it's 1 year. I've watched Friends nonstop since, and it's great, you know, like there are little sacrifices you have to make. So obviously leave time for doing, like, obviously leave time for relaxing in the evening, but realize now that you can't spend 4 or 5 hours in the evening. Stuff that you can sacrifice, like TV and social media, but don't sacrifice spending time with your friends or your family or your hobbies. Don't give up on your hobbies. That's a big one. I gave up on football for studying and I really regret it. So
I would like to chime in on that and kind of go off point, but basically there's this podcast I listen to called Ologies with Ali Ward. It's a really good podcast. If you're looking for more podcasts, you go listen to
it. Why would you listen to any other podcast except a study one?
Yeah, we recommend you listen to the Study Clicks podcast and Ologies. So anyway, this is it's this woman who interviews people who are experts in a certain topic, and she interviewed this lady who is an expert in fear. It was called Fearology. And basically the lady who's an expert in fear was saying that stress and anxiety is just fear masked as stress or whatever, because stress is always a fear of something. You know, if you're stressed, let's say you're stressed about study and not doing enough study, it's more than likely the fear of not having enough done and you're not going to be prepared for the exam. Like, think about what is stressing you out and translate that to the fear, and then figure out what the fear is. Because I think when you think about it in that terms, it's all about thinking about it in a different way. You know, like, if you can realize, okay, I'm actually stressed because I have this fear of not being done in time or not getting enough done, then it helps you to get over it a lot more, I think, because once you can recognize the fear and what it is, you know, you can then set these more realistic goals, use your plan, and think about that, like, it's not, you are going to get it done at the end of the day. You still have plenty of time. Like, the start of the year is not the time to be stressed if you can avoid it at all. Like, obviously, I'm not saying don't be stressed, because that's a stupid thing to say and people are stressed all the year round. But I really recommend not being stressed if you can help it at all, especially now. Like, it's just, you still have so much time. You will be totally, completely, 100% fine, and you will get everything done. It might seem like a lot now, but it's really, it is manageable if you do it bit by bit. If the fear of not getting everything done is what's at you, then it's probably because it looks so big at the moment that you, is there so much to do. But as soon as you break that down, that fear should hopefully also whittle away, because you're making it more manageable. You can set yourself small goals, and every time you achieve those goals, you can see that yourself, that you're actually, you are achieving what you're hoping to achieve, and it's not just, oh my god, so much to do, I'm never going to get it all done. So just break it down for yourself and try and, like, change the mindset that you're thinking, the way that you're approaching your study and the exams and all that, and just see it in a different light of just like, okay, I can, this is a thing that I have to do, but I can achieve it if I set out all of these little mini goals and get there on time, which you will. Everyone gets there on time and everyone is fine and everyone figures it out one way or other, and so will you.
That's lovely. That sounds like a great podcast, Eimear. Great podcast, right?
It is. I paraphrased horribly, so please go listen to what the actual expert said on it. But I thought it was interesting that as soon as she said, like, stress is actually just fear, I was like, whoa. I couldn't believe it. I was like, wow, that's so true.
Comes back to my favorite quote, worrying means you suffer twice.
So much wisdom today.
I know. I'm in fifth year and finding physics quite difficult already. Should I change subjects? I know that people do, actually, if it's early enough in the year that they can do, but I would advise that if you're going to do it as soon as possible, and also accept that whatever subject that you're changing to, that you're very, very happy with that one and you're going to stick to it and you're willing to catch up on it. And definitely, if you can, before you switch, just ask people who are in it already, or even someone who's in sixth year, how's it going? Just to be really sure. Like, obviously now, while we're still in September, nearly October, it's an okay time. I know people go the whole year and then they're like, oh, I actually want to change subjects. So I think it's still early enough in the year, but for this one I would definitely check with your teacher first. But I think it is still possible at this stage in the year. Okay, we're gonna make this the last question, even though we did get a few more, but we're just going on for too long. That's Eimear's fault.
But we will do another Q&A soon, so we'll ask.
Definitely, yeah. Keep an eye out for it. So what is your opinion on doing extra subjects? I don't know what your situation is, person who's asking this question, but I'm assuming if you're considering doing an extra subject, it's because you need the high marks and you want to give yourself a better shot at it. Me personally, I actually did an extra subject, and it was only when I was looking back on it, I was like, why the hell did I do that? Or why did I put myself through that? So I did music outside of school just because my piano teacher was also a music teacher. And I think I just kind of easily transitioned into it. I was like, oh yeah, I already like play piano, so it makes sense that I do music for the junior, the leaving cert, because the practical is a huge part of it. But I was actually horrible at the theory side. like so bad at it. And it was only when I finished it, and I didn't even, of course it wasn't one of the subjects that I used for points, I was like, why did I put myself through it? That was such a waste of time. That was time I could have spent like putting into maths, which is a subject that definitely could have done with a lot of work. So just if it is, I was thinking, if you are considering doing another subject in addition to the 7 that you would do at school, just make sure that it is one that you definitely are prepared to invest some time in, and that you're able to give equal weight to all of your subjects, and that it's something that you're kind of, you find quite interesting enough that you will enjoy doing it outside of school. And I think now is actually, like, this day and age is a great time to be doing an extra subject outside of school, because there's so much resources out there. There's websites and grind schools out there that offer full courses. So it's definitely doable, but it's only if you have the motivation and the drive yourself to do it. Yeah, that's it. I just like to kind of round up. There's a few, some of the questions that we did miss out on, I kind of skipped because maybe we answered them already, or there was one that's like, how do you get good grades? And my answer would just basically be, listen to every other episode of the Study Clicks podcast, because we just said, like, we just have so many good tips. And there's stuff, anything to do with time management, listen to the episode on the study plan.
Organization, the one on organization is good, the one on avoiding distractions. Yeah. Like, it's a lot of those kind of things that'll help you.
Yeah, we have one on studying from home as well. I know someone who's worried about, like, the effect that COVID's going to have. And I know with schools shut, odd schools having to be sent home and people having to take their learning into their own hand, that is horrible. There really is only so much you can do. But again, we have a whole blog on learning at home during these times. So I definitely recommend searching for that on Study Clicks, and again, listen to our other plans about studying for, sorry, our other podcasts about studying from home. There was a few questions that were subject specific, and ones that myself and Emer probably aren't the best qualified to answer. What I recommend doing in that situation is going on to our discussion forums. They're a great place to get answers, because they're just flooded with other students who are doing that subject as well, and teachers often go on to as well. So you'll definitely get your answers there if you go on to the discussion forums, or ask your teacher.
Yeah. So yeah, apologies for such a long podcast, guys.
300 hours later.
Yeah, they were just such good questions, and we had to give
stop.
proper answers to them. Yeah, so again, we'll be back with another podcast soon, a bit like this one. If you have any other ideas or kind of like bigger topics that you think we could spend a whole podcast on, then feel free to get in touch, and we will do our best to either get a guest on if we're not experts in it ourselves, or chat about it and give all the advice we can. In the meantime,
yeah, if you've,
sorry, go on.
I was to say, if you had any, I mentioned this in the previous podcast, but if there's any guests you'd like us to invite on that we might not have heard of, you should definitely recommend them to us, because we're always on the lookout for that kind of thing, especially people who are like subject experts. That would be great.
Yeah, please subscribe to us on whatever channel that you're listening to podcasts. Give us a review if you have a spare 2 minutes. We would love you forever. Oh my god, we'd be so happy.
Oh my god, I was checking Apple Podcasts just because I wanted to take like a clip of it for a video, and I was like looking at all the reviews I hadn't seen, and it made my heart so full. Aww. So please give me that lovely feeling.
Yeah, they definitely fill our hearts with joy, so please give us nice reviews. And also it helps other people see us, so obviously, you know, team spirit, helping everyone out, make sure that everyone gets to listen to the podcast and get some comfort from
it. Guys.
Yeah. And yeah, get in touch if there's any issues, info@studyclicks.ie, or you can message us on our social media platforms as well, and make sure to give us a follow there.
Yeah, do. We're on Facebook, Instagram, social media, Instagram, Facebook, Snapchat, and Twitter, and you can message us on any of those.
But other than that, we are going to call it a day.
We should probably call it a day. Yeah, I'm starving. We
should definitely call it a day. So thanks for listening, everyone. Hope you stuck it out till the end. If you did, well done, and thanks so much. Oh my gosh. And we'll chat to you next time.
Fair play. Goodbye.